It is time for us to bring in Pat Pagano and get a look at the forecast. Good morning there, Pat.
Good morning, and how are you?
Not too bad. A decent morning this morning where the house wasn't too cold. You know, the temperature was right around, when I got up, around 52, 53, but already we're up to 56, but we do have cloudy skies.
And no bears.
No bears this morning, but then again, tomorrow is garbage morning on the street. My garbage, of course, I take and keep inside, and then right when I go out in the morning on Thursday is when I get rid of my garbage. But it's not out there for the bears. I learned a couple of years ago to stay away from that, and so they don't come by my house for that. But they do. I am a travel through, I think, for the bears. I really do. I think that I'm the quickest point to get to other people's garbage that's south of me. So I'm the travel point, which I don't mind. I don't mind. Hey, you know what? The bears were here before we were, and
they'll be here long after we're gone.
Probably, unless a big meteor comes or we all go out at the same time, but
or another pandemic.
Yeah, and if you do like I did the other morning when I saw the big bear and it kept coming, and I got in my car and I realized that, you know, somehow there was a cub on the other side of me, the way in front of me, that I didn't see. So, you know, if you stay out of their way and you look at them, they're beautiful animals to watch, and they're not pets. That's the problem people make. They think that that because these bears are calmer than grizzlies and stuff like that. No, when they're hungry, they're hungry. And if you happen to be a slow person and you happen to be agitating them or bothering their cubs, you know, they'll attack you. And occasionally,
especially the cubs, right?
Yeah, and occasionally they will go after, like, if you've got animals on your property, a farm. Occasionally, that happens. But I don't know of any human encounter that's turned out bad yet in our area. Not that it won't happen. But people just have to be smart about bears, and once you are, you learn to live with them in nature. You know, that's it. You know.
Huh? I agree with you, and you know, well, there's bear up at the lake. No report so far this season, but year after year after year, there are sightings. You know, all over the place. You know, dumps and places like that. But thank God. Never an incident, so that's a good thing.
One of my listeners points out that pretty soon bears are going to be like chipmunks. They're going to be all over the place.
Yeah, really.
Because we've moved into their territory. We've taken their territory, and we've taken it away from them. So,
very true. Very true.
Anyway.
Well, yes, today is going to be a hazy, warm day. And showers and thunderstorms will fire up this afternoon. Right now, our immediate area is not under the risk of severe weather. The risk of severe weather extends from the lower Hudson Valley southward through New York City and New Jersey and Pennsylvania. In fact, New York City is in an enhanced risk of severe weather today. So that's good and bad. I guess it's bad because we don't need severe thunderstorms with damage and stuff like that. But in another way, it could sort of put a lid on any kind of violent protesting and looting by early this evening.
They don't do it early in the evening. They do it late at night.
Yeah, I don't know how things were last night. Did you hear how things were?
I think it was better. I think it was better. I always said, and I'm not against curfews. Every once in a while, curfews are needed. If you put like a curfew on in the evening, whenever it gets dark, around dark time, so that gives people like a 15 to 20 minute. Like if you set it for like 8 o'clock. You know, you allow people 15 minutes before to get out and 15 minutes after. But if you're a protester and there's a curfew, you've already done your protesting, and so you're not going to go out at night. Then the looters go out. Where that went haywire was the other day when the president decided to push all those peaceful protesters during the day because he wanted to walk to the church.
Yeah,
that was horrible. That was horrible.
Boy, there was some really, really tremendous amount of what could I say, backlash from that. I mean, including from his own party.
His own party and the people and the church itself. But anyways, so but you know, if protesters can't be off the street by the time it gets dark, then they're not really protesters. Then it gets a little antsy there. So I think anybody out after a curfew has got to be taken into custody, and you know, just like you would be in a protest if you're arrested, if you chain yourself to somebody's office, and because you know it's social protest, but then the looters and stuff would all be exposed. They'd all be exposed, and those people you deal with more harshly. So
I totally agree. Yeah, I totally agree. There's a difference, as our governor said. There's a difference between protesters and looters.
How do you like the way Cuomo went after de Blasio?
I can't believe it. He said he could be replaced.
Yes. Well, they didn't do a very good. They weren't very well prepared. And somebody from Catskill up here was arrested for throwing a firebomb. Can you imagine taking a firebomb? Now, I know there's police brutality. We know that. We know there's a certain amount of rogue cops that we have to root them out. But there were four officers in a van, and this person from Catskill was lighting up a Molotov cocktail to throw at them. Well, she was caught on video, and so they arrested her. And those are serious charges now. She's going to be up for four charges of attempted murder, because when you throw a Molotov cocktail at a car containing four people, there is a chance that they could die very easily.
I'm sorry. You have to attack crimes in the same magnitude.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know that they are. It's as simple as that. And there's no reason for it. There is just no reason for it, because this poor man who died, I'm sure he wouldn't want to be seeing all of this violence. Yeah, one thing you could protest, but you don't protest violence with violence. You just don't do it. But anyhow, let's go back to the forecast.
Yeah, let's
showers
go back
and thunderstorms will end early tonight, low 60s. Now, for tomorrow, I originally said partly cloudy with a shower or thunderstorm possible. This is what happens. We have a front right now in the Great Lakes. It's going to flop down to the south of us by tomorrow. It's the front that causes the showers and thunderstorms today and into this evening. And then it stays just to the south of us tomorrow. I think from the front south, which would include like New Jersey, Pennsylvania, they're going to be on the humid side tomorrow, and they may have a shower or thunderstorm. But because we're on the north side of it, we may just be partly sunny and a little less humid, but warm, mid-80s. Now, Friday, that front begins to work back north. So there's a chance of thunderstorms and mid-80s. Unfortunately, what happens is that front is still very, let's say, it's in its dissipating stages. But another cold front comes down from the Great Lakes, and that produces showers and thunderstorms Saturday. And the highs on Saturday, 75 to 80. And then that front catches the old front. They move out of here, and Sunday is beautiful. Mid-70s, low humidity, with sunshine. So Sunday is definitely the better of the 2 days this weekend.
But Saturday doesn't sound as going to be that bad, right?
You know, it depends. Here we go with timing again. If the front were to move through by noontime, we could get rid of the showers in the afternoon, and the sun could begin to come out. If the front doesn't go through until 2 o'clock in the afternoon, the showers don't end until 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and then it doesn't clear up till later in the day. So that's the only thing we have to work on, the timing of that. But as far as Cristobal, tropical storm, 60-mile-per-hour winds in the Bay of Campeche, right now just meandering around. Here's the problem with him. We know he's going to move on land into Mexico. How far inland? The further inland he goes, the more weakening. Less inland he goes, not as much weakening. And then it emerges out into the Gulf of Mexico, and by that time it begins to move steadily northwestward. So we're still thinking Louisiana is the target. And how intense the storm will be when it makes landfall sometime later Sunday, still questionable. The Hurricane Center keeps it at a tropical storm. But that does not mean that that's correct. It could, I mean, the waters of the Gulf are warm. However, it could be contradicted by what we call shear aloft. Strong winds aloft could sort of give the hurricane a buzz cut, which we all could use right now, a buzz cut. And if that's the case, then the storm, the engine of the hurricane is not able to build up and throw out all that warm air above it and not intensify. So there's a lot of questions there. But two of my friends that I met on the cruise last year, they go from Puerto Vallarta to New Orleans each year. Puerto Vallarta in the wintertime, New Orleans in the summertime. So I emailed them yesterday, and they have contingent plans to stay with friends in Memphis, which is 6.5 hours away, should any hurricane threaten the area. So I'm going to be keeping them posted because they are right in New Orleans. So I'll keep them posted. I'll keep you posted. And we take a deep breath. And how about that? It's a lot of weather, for June 3rd.
Well, you had a calm period there for a while where all you had to do was put up cloudy and rainy.
Yeah, that's true.
So now you got to pay for that calm period, Pat. You know what
that
I mean?
Is very, very true. Yep, that is true. And, that's it. It gives us something to watch. And that's exactly what I'm doing, to watching it.
There's nothing wrong with watching it. All I can say, Pat, is that the weather is the weather. You can only predict it, and we can only then live with what is actually going to happen.
That really is it. You're absolutely correct.
Can't do any more than that. I mean,
That's about it. You're absolutely right. I mean, that's it. We could try to predict it, and that's it. And the models did very well on this tropical storm, because as you know, we mentioned this last week that it could be brewing in, 7 to 10 days. And sure enough, they did very well on it. And so, I mean, I really don't care how the models do with a day-to-day thunderstorm. Huh. You know, that to me I would like it to be accurate, but if it can't, no big deal. But when it comes to any kind of a major storm or outbreak, severe weather outbreak, if the models are able to predict that, I say we are far ahead of our game.
That's it. That's all you can do. All right. Well, Pat, I want you to be ahead of the game today, and we'll speak to you mañana.
Well, that sounds great. You have a safe day.
Well, I'll just go from here home, so I should be pretty safe.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
All right, Pat. Take care.
Bye, Marshall.
Pat Picanto in the Weather Center this morning here on Robin Hood Radio with a check on our tri-state forecast.